The Ultimate Movie Championship Top 500, brought to you by Patreon.com.
Patreon.
Yep. / Inspired Disorder. Go donate $1, $10 of every 10 months. And if you want to go for a full year, 12.
Oh,
you
shit.
You see how it works, people?
A dozen.
It's a monthly. It's like roses, right? And we could make two.
Yeah.
Just we'd have to make our asses prolapse first to make two roses.
We're giving you like 8 shows for a dollar.
Shit, man. And we're going to do, I want to do extra shit. Like if we start getting more, I want to upgrade. I want to get better mics. I want to get a better board because I think that one's, it's going to break at some point. It's going to break. If they don't last forever, and then I've already had issues.
It's wishy-washy on the, the camera and the mics right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you donate, then I can upgrade the studio and spend more time editing video and all that kind of shit. Because I think I might just do, since we don't do live, I might just edit the video after. Because I've gotten pretty used to editing and shit, just basic editing. So I figure if I get used to it, I could probably get it done. But anyway, donate to our Patreon. But first off, let's play some UMC. This is where we go to flickchart.com/IDP. And we rank movies. Flickchart gives us two movies. We decide which of the two deserves to be on our top movie list more. We've ranked, we have over almost 900 movies ranked in total. So we're going to do our top 500 of that 895. And then we'll move on to 100 in a little bit. But starting off, so we're given two movies. We choose which of the two. If we can't decide, then we go to our judges. Critic score wins.
Rotten Tomatoes critic
Rotten
score.
Rotten Tomatoes, that's right.
And then,
did I say anything or
no,
just forget
you
to
just
space?
Said critic score.
Yeah, critic score for Rotten Tomatoes. And then if there's a tie, which has only happened once
one
in
time.
History, this will be episode, because I'll chop them up. 75, 76, 77 of the Ultimate Movie Championship. So the audio version, people are listening to this way in the future. I think still this year. I don't know how far out that the audio is, but it's kind of nice having a podcast where like the audio is all set, like it's automatic.
Yeah.
For like 7 months. 2 episodes a week. It's kind of a crazy thing. That's right. There may not be a civilization before you get to listen to all of our episodes. But starting off, the Lego Movie versus Superman. It's kind of a tough.
This is a tough one. And surprising enough, gonna go Lego Movie.
Oh, man. Like, because Superman has the nostalgia factor going for it, which helps make up for the shitty CG. I mean, Lego Movie is a lot of fun. I want to see Lego Batman.
And everything is awesome.
Everything is not technically awesome. That's
in the Lego world, it is.
It wasn't. That was brainwashing. That's brainwashing music. It was like, that would be like the beginning of Office Space, where he's like,
brain.
Everything is awesome. And
everything
then he gets hypnotized.
Cool,
he's like, I'm going to go fishing. Fuck this awesome. Like, in the pantheon of our movie list, I don't know which one deserves to be higher.
Because they're vastly different.
Yeah.
In
I mean,
all
it's a
ways.
Kid's animated movie that, like, aside from the cutscenes to Will Ferrell and his kid, which that
5 minutes of the
they could have cut that shit out. Like, I get it. It helps. It's with the story.
It makes the allegory
sure,
of the fucking.
But I don't know. Like, when you go from animated, like, they should have been, like, in Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was live-action people mixed with the toys, it would have taken me out. And that's what happened. Like, those and they were bad. I like Will Ferrell. But those scenes could easily be cut out of the movie, and I'd be okay with it. Man. I don't even know what the critic. I don't even know what Rotten Tomatoes.
What's
not that I want to go
the
there.
What's the plot of Superman 1?
Superman 1, I mean, it's like kind of origin story. So let's see. Lois Lane gets in trouble.
That
falls
happens
from
in
a helicopter and catches the helicopter. And Lex Luthor is, I mean, he's the main bad guy in everyone. I can't remember this specific. Like, I'm running through,
yeah,
like the different movies.
That's how memorable it is.
No, but that's just they didn't change it up much. Listen, if there's like 5 Lego movies, guaranteed you'll start like mixing up action moments and scenes in the Lego movies. It's like you're comparing a franchise versus a one-off because we haven't seen Lego Batman yet.
True,
and I've never seen any other Lego movie.
There's a lot of Lego,
but they're all like B-side shit. They're not. Yeah. They're like straight to video. They're not like with big name actors and like. This is like their big budget one,
mm-hmm.
where the other ones are all like streaming shit. But I've never seen any of those the other ones. Man, both based. I mean, the best movie ever based on a toy. First off, fuck Transformers, and fuck G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Not that they're. Well, yeah, there was movies G.I. Joe movies. Never watched them, but I think I tried to watch the first one.
I watched them. They're not good.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for the first one. Man. I don't know, man. I mean, I want to go a Lego movie makes more sense, but I know I've seen it more recently.
I like Superman 2 better than Superman 1 because of Zod.
Right. Is this the one? Did they capture the people in the glass panes? That's
Zod
the second one?
Second one.
Right, right, right.
I like that one the best.
What is the... So it's this one is...
This one's just Lex Luthor is going to blow up missiles and try to create, like,
beachfront
like, property.
Superman, like, spins the world back in time, right? Was that this one?
Yeah, because Lois gets fucking hurt from one of the missiles hitting. And
I like that. I mean, I like the first...
It's not bad.
At least the first
it's
two.
Good, it's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I liked the Lego movie better.
But the Lego movie doesn't have... Like, I'm not going to have any kind of
nostalgic... for Legos in general.
Sure. But...
More than Superman. Superman was never my dude.
Yeah, but the Lego movie
I liked
movie
the
isn't.
Superman movies
the
as
Lego
a kid.
Movie is just... It's designed... It's like... It could be easily the Minecraft movie. It's like... It's
I was a master builder as a kid.
Yeah.
So that got me.
Okay. I get it. But there wasn't like... They didn't have... There was no Batman. There was no, like, all the characters they had.
There were just yellow face guys.
Yeah. This
and
way
that didn't
before,
matter.
I mean, now they
I
have...
I was talking about the
now
ships
they release,
and the creations
yeah, yeah.
more
I
than
get
the
it.
Fucking
I like
people.
Lego as a toy company. As I watched a documentary on them.
Did you ever go to Legoland? Wasn't that in San Diego?
No, you can go fuck you. I'm going to go Legoland? How young... I would have to be, like, 6 years old to even begin to enjoy Legoland.
True.
It'd be like going to the science museum and everything's fucking made out of Legos. It's like, okay, still not real shit. And
just
now it's pixelated.
Lego dinosaurs.
It's
you're
all
like,
pixelated.
Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool, but not as cool as, like, you know, actual skeletons and shit. Man, I still don't know.
Like,
Lego movie.
They're both on about even
here's
par.
The thing,
I just
that
said Lego
Everything
movie
is Awesome
me.
Song is no is annoying as fuck.
Everything
but
is awesome.
Yeah.
Everything
but
is
that's
cool
also
when you're part of a team.
That's also what it feels like
it's catchy
to like
as fuck, though.
Be excited to go work for a corporation. Like everybody's happy. I mean, they're just happy to get a job and make
that's
money.
That's what they were kind of trying to say in it.
No, the whole movie's about being fucking institutionalized and fucking brainwashed and like, oh,
no, it's
like
about
everybody's
going
deluded
against
thinking
the
that
norm.
Everybody's deluded in this movie thinking that everything is awesome, but not everything is not awesome. They work
which
like
is what
shitty
they show
jobs.
It. And then they yeah. and then they show like it's about breaking out of the norm and being
it.
A master
like,
builder.
It's like it's very much similar to the premise of Office Space.
Yeah.
But Office Space is Office Space.
And Lego's probably not in our top 100. We're doing top 500.
I know.
It could be anywhere in that top 500.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just trying to decide on which one. I don't know, man. I mean, I guess I'll go. You said Lego?
Yeah.
Oh, Lego. Fucking Lego movie. The Wrestler. Enjoy that poster, kind of. Mildly. The this shit not good, but like you know, the typography is pretty cool. Versus Godzilla, the 1998 piece of shit with the great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick was in it, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
But he was in it.
He was in it.
Fucking P. Puff Diddy. Daddy with the orchestra. With
Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
The wrestler for sure.
Yeah. Oh brother, where art thou? Versus Backdraft. Don't open that door.
Don't open the door. No.
Both these are this good matchup, I think.
For me, it's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. I never really liked Backdraft that much.
Backdraft, man. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long, but I've watched it a bunch of times.
We had the VHS when I was a kid. I don't know how we got in possession of it, my family.
Yeah.
And like,
because you're like anti-firefighter or something?
No, it's just
how dare us have firefighting material.
Well, my parents didn't really buy movies.
Fuck Stipe Miocic.
But like, I've watched it a couple times.
It's a great movie. Well, I could see parents getting it because they're like very popular actors of the time.
Yeah,
it was a great movie. I think it won Academy Award, potentially nominated. I don't know. It did really well. I really liked it, but I'm good with Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It's a really great movie too. Kind of a wacky Coen Brothers movie.
I still like the music in it.
Kind
too.
Of. Oh yeah, dude. I was.
And
when
I don't
I was
even
working,
like country, and it's
me either.
Very country.
When I worked at the, when I was a projectionist, every time like the scene at the, it's the end of the movie basically, and then I think the credits also have more music, but I would always hit, and just turn up the as the dog dies, turn up the my little speaker in the booth to listen to that song like there, well the concert thing. It's like. Oh, it's always like hairs on the back of my neck. It's like, oh, this is going to be good. Like the dance scene in Napoleon Dynamite at the end. Soggy Bottom Boys?
Soggy Bottom Boys.
Yeah, I'm good with Thor, brother. Tin Cup.
Tin Cups?
I know it's in our list, but it's like I can't honestly remember most of that movie. Versus Crank, which I for sure remember. And... really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I'm going Crank.
I'll go Crank too, but Tin Cup is a really good movie.
I'm sure if I rewatch Tin Cup, I would.
I say that from memory. I probably haven't watched Tin Cup since high school.
Yeah. I mean, like, late 90s, probably last time VHS or it was on TV or something like that. Kevin Costner, Rene
Cheech
Russo.
Marin's in it. I'm just naming people in it. I'm not saying that makes it a good movie.
No, yeah, I know.
But, yeah, I'll go Crank.
I love Crank, though. Crank is like, it's very much like Hardcore Henry, where it's like a movie that looks like a video game, but it's a fun action movie. Maybe not great, but it's a really fun action movie.
It's fun. It's a premise.
But it's like, it's better
dumb.
Than any fucking video game movie ever made.
It's dumb, and
it's,
I
he's
think
a video
it
game
it.
Character. Yeah. Oh, for sure it knows. I mean, the second one is like... okay,
oh, that's...
fuck adrenaline and Red Bull. We need, like, electricity. We need fucking, like, we need to take it to the next. But it's like, he's a total video game character. Like, he never dies. He has power-ups.
Yeah.
You know, he has turbo speed shit.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die.
He has sex with Amy Smart in public, which is, I mean, you don't see anything, but it's a funny scene.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
In front
movie.
Of an entire bus.
Both of those movies. It's like... like, as far as, like, a really fun action movie, it's definitely in the top mix of my favorites. Both of them. Last of the Mohicans, which I do not remember, but it's in our list, versus Batman Begins, which is the... is that the
first
one?
Yeah.
Chris Nolan one? I'm going Batman Begins just because I've seen it more recently.
I'm with you
and
on that.
Remember,
I'm sure,
and it was good.
I mean, I know I've watched Last of the Mohicans more than once, even.
I saw.
I can't tell you much of what happened
as an early teen. I probably saw it once,
and
but I wasn't watching.
But
those
I know
movies,
if I rewatched
then,
it again, I'll probably
sure
be like,
great.
"Oh my god,
sure
it's fucking fantastic!"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure it's great, but it's like, for me, watching, going back to watch like the classic movies, there was a point in my life where it was super easy for me to do. Like I was because I, you know, I just didn't know anything. So it's like, oh, let me watch all the Scorsese shit. Let me watch all the fucking whatever. And then like it kind of died off because it's like there's so much new shit and then TV shows, some great TV shows came out. So it's hard to go back and revisit those old ones. But And it's not like I've fucking seen Last of the Mohicans anywhere to stream.
Yeah.
I'm watching movies completely differently today than I was.
True.
10 years ago. Batman Begins. And as, you know, as far as the franchises and that, it was way better. I mean, the first Batman franchise was fun. I mean, started off fun, the first two probably.
Started off fun.
And then it was all about, are the costumes going to have nipples? Like, it became all about, like, stupid, controversial, like,
it got more
poppy
and more Batman 65, the TV show, campy.
Uh-huh.
The further it went on.
Kind of, but it was like, yeah. It
with
was just,
Mr. Freeze.
I didn't even watch a lot of the
terrible
last ones. Yeah, because I had no desire. But then they had that, Christopher Nolan, which some people poo-pooed while it was going on, which is fine. But then, compared to what we've gotten as far as Batman, it makes Christopher Nolan look a lot better.
No, I like all the Nolan movies.
Yeah. I mean, like, all of what DC's doing now, and maybe Wonder Woman's going to change that, but it's like nothing's even close to Christopher Nolan shit. And they weren't even... The second one was probably the best. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation versus The Girl Next Door.
Vacation.
Yeah. Girl Next Door's a...
It's fun.
It's
but
a
it's
fun
not,
little comedy. Like, if vacation. You're in the mood to do, like, a teen comedy, you could do, like, American Pie, Girl Next Door, I Love You, Man, just to throw a little homoeroticism in there, you know. Airheads, which we've watched recently, versus Starship Troopers, which I've watched probably a couple years ago now, and it's all right. It's like a B action movie with a decent budget.
Sci-fi. Love Airheads.
I like Airheads more than Starship Troopers for sure.
Yeah
Like, it's
probably, when I was a kid,
it's probably the best performance I've seen. Although I think he's done some dramatic things, but Brendan Fraser, probably one of the better of his comedy movies that he did. Encino Man would be number two.
Yeah.
But then everything else is like, what are we doing here? And then Adam Sandler, probably one of the most toned down in a comedy that he's been.
Yeah, actually.
Although I heard that he's in another independent movie that's in some festival right now. And he's, like, similar to his Punch Drunk Love, like, very not wacky. And it's, like, getting, like, crazy reviews.
Good.
I don't know the movie or specifically his performance. But, yeah. Like, I want to see more of that from him.
Why do it once he's making, and like, then have everyone talk about how great it was and then not really do it again?
But even during that process, apparently the director had to keep, like... It was Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
Had to, like, keep telling him, like, they had to do so many retakes because, like, he kept doing the Adam Sandler thing. And he's like, fucking just do it straight. Don't. Like, and it was a little.
I wonder if he goes, have you ever met a normal person?
But you got to think about it.
Woo-hoo!
How long has Adam Sandler done that thing in his career? Like, even before Punch Drunk Love?
He was on Remote Control on MTV with Colin Quinn.
His albums early on, Saturday Night Live.
Way, way before that. He was on Remote Control on MTV in, like, the early 80s.
Yeah.
Which was, like, a game show MTV used to have, which was fun. If you can find any old episodes of that.
I don't remember any... I can see the like, a snapshot of the show, kind of, but I don't really... Like, did people get thrown back or something if they were wrong? Was somebody in, like, a Lazy Boy
They were
some
all
point?
In, like, a Lazy Boy, like, kind of in front of a TV.
I
kind of
remember
type.
It, yeah. But, yeah, I'm good with Airheads. Steve Buscemi is just always amazing. And even when he's in Adam Sandler shit, like Billy Madison.
Yeah.
It's Billy Madison, right? Where he puts some lipstick on.
Lipstick on.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
He's in there for 2 seconds and he's great.
Oh, yeah. Big Mama's House versus Sideways.
Sideways.
Yeah, boy.
That Sideways has been winning a lot lately.
Well, it's gotten some good matchups. We got American Pie. Speaking of American Pie, thank you, Internet. Versus Get Off My Plane.
American
Air Force
Pie.
One. Yeah, I'm good with that, pie fucker.
Get off my plane.
The Empire Strikes Back. Enjoy the fuck out of that poster.
Yeah.
Versus Pigwee's Big Adventure.
Did you say Pigwee's?
Sure.
Kind of.
I for
like...
sure said it wrong. I mean, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, for sure.
I was never a big Pee-wee, although I did enjoy his movies when I was young, like there was, he had like a lot of Rube Goldberg. Is that what it's called? Where it's like this thing does that thing.
That was his show.
Well, there was a little bit in one of his movie. It starts off with that where he's like waking up and feeds the dog. I always loved that shit as a kid. It's like, oh, that's so cool. And then it's like,
and then you watch the Goonies right afterwards, and you're like, oh, how the gate opens.
So much shit. But yeah, it was in everything probably. But it's like you get older and you're like, wow, that's just like overly complicated.
Yeah,
for no reason.
Jesus. You got to reset all that.
I'd rather just.
Oh my god.
Open up the can myself and pour it in the bowl. The Mask versus Elf, which is kind of weird, kind of torch passing of comedic, kind of goofy actors. Jim Carrey to Will Ferrell.
I gotta go The Mask.
Yeah, somebody's smoking.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, that's right. Die Hard with a Vengeance, numero tres, versus the J.J. Abrams reboot, Star Trek.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Fuck yeah. I love that movie.
Simon says...
Fell in love with Samuel Jackson. Probably the first time I saw him in like a big role in something.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've seen him in... Because he's been...
Racist cab driver.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The situation doesn't start out very good either, but... The Little Mermaid, which is good purster.
It is a good purster.
I would imagine there are a few Little Mermaid fans that have that tattooed on their body. I would not be surprised at all. Would be a good tattoo if that's your jam. Not my jam.
Well, you could use like
not
the water in the sky.
Either. It's
to
very
make
Japanese
it like a
kind of style. Yeah. Or it could be a whole back piece or a shoulder piece.
You're like, hey, check out my back. What is
piece.
It? Ursula.
Like, if that's your shoulder,
yeah,
your arm, and it just goes, and then you could do something off of the... It could easily be a large piece on a person. Versus Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Guarantee there's somebody with a tattoo of that shit on their body, too. But
this?
No, just fucking the,
or just
their
three
whole
faces.
Poster.
Yeah,
just
Jesus.
The whole poster.
Probably.
I
someone.
Mean, with flames. Tropic Thunder, for sure. All right, we'll do a couple more. We'll move on to the top 100. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest is numero uno? No, dos, tres? I think it's the first time we've seen that guy.
Yeah, it's Octopus Face.
Yeah.
So, seen it.
Versus Basic Instinct, where she crosses her legs, and with a VHS copy, you don't get to see shit.
Shadow.
Yeah, you see like
I
a mild...
assume there's like, a crease
oh,
there.
That's what pussy looks like.
Yeah.
There's no dick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It is kind of a crazy movie. I haven't watched it in fucking...
I haven't watched it
since I was able to get porn. Like, that was a jerk movie.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of it had suspense to it, too. There was a lot of, like, suspense movies where it's like... Crazy bitch.
There, around this time,
Basic Instinct,
early 90s, Fatal Attraction.
See, the only other one I could think of, but it seems like there was a few more.
Single White Female.
Right.
Although
I think the premise of that
chicks.
May have been different.
War of the Roses. Divorcing couple, though. But they were both
but
trying
they were
to
both
fuck
kind
with
of,
yeah.
That was more like Mr. and Mrs. Smith almost. But
true.
Very. More realistic.
Wow. Danny DeVito gets everything in the end.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I care.
I guess I'll go Pirates.
Okay. Octopus Face was good effects. So, sure.
I mean, between these two movies,
I don't care about either one.
Like, yeah, it's like, I don't really have a desire to, I don't need to watch Basic Instinct again. No. Unless it comes out with, like, 4K remastered. Maybe get to see
where you can see the
version.
Pussy!
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, maybe the...
They would have to sell it as you can actually see her pussy in this version.
It would be, because that's
it
the only...
It would say it on the DVD.
That's, like, the most known thing about this movie, is that you get to, well, she opens her legs and you see her pussy.
Do you remember what she kills people with?
An ice pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we remember a little bit from it.
No, I've definitely mastered. I mean, it's like I've masturbated to it a few times.
Yeah,
you know, it was one of those videos.
But it's not
that
the leg crossing scene that you masturbate to; it's the fuck scenes in it.
Sure, yeah. That was the thing. Yeah, there's fuck scenes in
you're
a lot of
gonna
movies.
You're not going to... Like, what are you...
That's the nicest thing. When you're a kid back in the day, like, instead of internet login, yeah. you just get a rental card,
yeah.
and then you just be able to rent rated R shit or what our NC-17. I mean, I don't know.
Depending on what...
You couldn't go back into the special room.
Yeah, you couldn't do that, but... Back then, they were a lot less... are you... Let me see your ID.
I don't remember, like, even working there, I don't remember ever carding anybody. Like, even at the movie theater, like, I don't remember people carding people. Like, if you're under 13, they're not going, like... I mean, maybe. It's so... I don't know. It's like that
well,
thing...
You can't
it's not
card
like,
anyone
it's not
under
like
13
serving.
Because, like, you don't have a card.
Well, yeah, but... I mean, you'd have to, like, school ID or some shit. I don't even know. I don't think they do it. It's not like you're
you
serving somebody
really
alcohol.
Yeah.
yeah. But,
How old are you?
I think they just
do you
kind
have to
of
chop them in
base
half
it
and count the rings?
Of... Oh, yeah. I think that's what they did. Yeah. There's a lot of torsos hanging around.
This kid is clearly 12.
Yeah. Look at it. He bleeds like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, pussy. You're God. Only two pieces.
Good thing we didn't let him into that rated R movie. You could have seen somebody get cut in half. Fucking gross.
Gross. Now you people step around over to the second half.
Yeah, we got hazmat coming over.
Yeah, pirates.
Yeah, I'm good with pirates. I'm not good with pirates, but
Davy Jones.
I kind of almost instantly regret going with pirates. Now. But whatever. That decision's for the birds. Versus a more colorful version of the last of the Mohicans poster.
Yes, just the same poster with color.
Despite not remembering
I'm going
most
last
of
the Mohicans.
I agree. That's what I was saying. Fuck the birds.
See, I just...
There's,
like
a
I guy
appreciate...
I like his movie reviews is like, let me tell you how much I love the birds. And like right when he said that, I'm
it's
like...
People that
I agree with everything yeah. else but what you're saying now, so I'm just not going to listen to it. Because mm-hmm. why do I... Like,
but,
we're
like,
in agreement with all these other movies. Fuck the birds.
Movie nerds that... have, like, will have, like,
but
the
it's
most...
Hitchcock!
There's a reason why people like David Lynch, because it's like he's doing these surreal things, and it's, like, very... very
dreamy.
Very not... It's
very dream
mainstream
movie.
He's never gonna... He's not breaking any records.
Well, he did make Twin Peaks as a TV show.
Yeah, one of the most highly profitable TV shows of all time, I'm sure. He doesn't make profitable shit. No, mainstream's never gonna get a shit. The star, the not Star Wars, the Transformers crowd is not the same crowd as David Lynch.
No, but I wouldn't want them to, like.
No, I know that's he doesn't give a fuck.
There
either.
Needs to be a Transformers crowd. I agree, but
I don't think there needs to be that. Like they can all die. I'm good with that.
That'd be a lot of people. That'd free a lot of shit up.
You want to talk about jobs? Most of the engineers, I'm sure there's engineers that like, maybe not. I mean, there's just cross
section. Most of them are probably like.
Guaranteed CEOs love Transformers. Guaranteed there's some stupid fucking retard CEOs. I'm going to go watch that Mark Wahlberg classic with the fucking robots, the last one. Shit's going down. And everybody profits. I love it. I love it. Last Mohican.
Mohicans.
Yeah. I love. The director of the birds, like I appreciate like what he did for cinema.
Yeah, no, I'm like that with
and,
bands, like especially like older metal bands.
Yeah,
like if someone goes Judas Priest or Iron Maiden, I'm like, I respect those bands, mm-hmm. but I don't like their music.
Yes,
so
like Basquiat for art.
Yeah,
Basquiat for me. It just look. I mean, it really is epitomizes like the fucking hack statement. It's like, oh, it looks like a kid did it. Because it, I mean, it's very messy and, which for the time, I mean, that's the thing. It's like it all depends on when it comes out. Hmm. It's very groundbreaking.
If no one
like,
was doing it,
like fucking,
then you're the guy that did it.
Like,
but
fucking Pollock.
Jackson Pollock. Oh.
Like Jackson Pollock was like everybody was doing like boring shit, and he comes out with like the craziest shit. Like everybody's doing like. I don't remember what they were doing, but it was like, I think cubism. So everybody's doing like versions
like
of
early,
fucking Picasso.
Picasso.
They're all doing fucking, you know, just like the modern times. So many artists are doing the multiple eye bullshit. Like every artist I see doing it, every single fucking artist that I follow seems to do at least one of those double where it's like two sets of eyes
or
and makes
multiple
it look,
like that keeps going up. Yeah, I know
but
what you're talking
about. Well, they extends, but it's the basic version of that is just the two sets of eyes and it makes it's like,
well, hell, now even in the new Mummy movie, it's like when the mummy chick, like her eyes start like splitting in her eyeball, like I'm like, oh, now they're just doing it. And
well, that's different It's similar but different because you're getting two pupils.
But it also does it more than once. Like, so it's like four by the end or something crazy.
But but anyway. I don't remember the point of that.
Star Trek!
Fuck everybody!
In the Darkness versus Raiders of the Lost Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark?
That was the second J.J. Abrams one?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
fuck that
Khan.
Movie. That was a stupid fucking movie where basically old Spock comes in and spoils the end of the movie.
Hey, this is how we killed this dude before.
It'd be like if Star Wars in the opening tracker text is like, if you actually, because I usually don't read it. I'm sure I probably read it at times, but like, imagine, like, most people don't read it, I would imagine. On the first viewing, if you're dyslexic, you can go fuck yourself. You're going to try and read. I can't read that shit.
Yeah.
I try and I can't do it. But imagine that opening crawl just basically telling you the whole story that's going on. Like, and then you like watch the movie.
It kind of does in the prequels, which is stupid.
Oh, no.
It makes them even better.
That's the greatest. He created it, though. So it must be great.
It's for kids because kids love galactic trade wars.
Oh, you're just stupid. You just don't understand.
You don't get it.
Oh, yeah, Dad?
You didn't like Batman Superman? You just don't get it.
Oh. Rest in peace to us.
Raiders of the Lost.
Fuck. Yes. Fuck yes. You know what would be a close matchup?
Get off my treasure.
Actually, it wouldn't be a close. yeah. A Scanner Darkly versus Rocky.
I like A Scanner Darkly a lot, but it's going up against Rocky. Rocky.
True. Very true. Very true. Yes. Any other Rocky movie?
Any other Rocky movie probably gets beat by Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly is a tough movie to watch if you like to drink.
Motion sick on that shit?
I mean, it's like remember the early Mr. Katz animation. I think it may have been
super
squiggly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Except for this is rotoscoped over actors.
It's like watching the Aha Take On Me video for like
kind
an
of,
hour
but
and 45
even
minutes.
More visual stuff. Because that was just, at least there was a white background and it was drawing on it. So there's a lot less visual shit going on. With that, it's like the whole thing. But I love it. It's a good sci-fi.
I really like that movie.
Yeah.
I need to actually rewatch that movie.
I've definitely watched it a bunch of times, but it's like, it's horrible if you drink. Horrible.
Well, I always
or if
drink,
you're drinking.
So.
I mean, it depends on where you're at, you know? Like, if you're drinking and you're at the point where it's like spins are an issue, I mean, this could it could make the spins happen.
True.
Yeah. But I'm good with Rocky. Wait. Let's move on. Let's move on. We've done this enough. Before we do that, everybody, go to our Patreon page.
Again. Yeah, we're going to tell you again.
Yeah, because we're going to do it three segments. So let's do another one. It's supposed to be chopped up, too, so I need to do the fucking... Yeah.
Go to Patreon, give us $1 a month.
That's
shit,
right.
People, you get 8 shows a month.
That's right.
That's... What is that? It's like 12... and a half cents an episode.
It is definitely more than most people tip delivery drivers.
You drop 12 more cents. Change in your fucking couch a day.
Yeah, it's super cheap, people. And you're helping us grow so we can start doing more stuff. And if you want to donate more, you get perks.